This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from Odyssey Sports, our NBA insider, Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Man, you can buy anything off Amazon today. How about that? Nick, thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
Guys, it is great to hear y'all's voices, and oh my, do we have some stuff to discuss.
Yeah, here. Just a few things. Nick, I'll throw it to you right off the bat with Joe Dumars. You know, from a lot of indications, this had kind of been working for quite some time, and this was a call made by Gail Benson. She made that decision, and she had known, you know, Joe Dumars basically from the league meetings and things that had happened in that manner. He's a Louisiana guy, and he is close friends also too to Mickey Loomis, Saints general manager, executive vice president. But your thoughts on Joe, and man, early on with the Pistons, they had a lot of success, won a championship, and that wasn't the most loaded, talented team-wise. And then after that, man, he couldn't draft worth a lick, and basically was his downfall with the Pistons. And I think that's the key part of all this. What kind of outer structure he has around him to give him advice on college players and also professional players.
Yeah, Mike, I think there's a lot of different layers here when you start breaking down Dumars and what happened in Detroit, because first and foremost, you have to give him a ton of credit for building that team that did win. Yep. Because there were so many people that were kind of like, wait a minute, the Pistons, like, with this group, I remember the conversation always being, they don't have a star. How can you win without a star? Well, what he ended up finding was he had a few Hall of Famers on that team that may not be the classic stars that we're used to, but they worked tremendously well in a group. And then you thought, okay, well, this team is set up. And, you know, then you go back to the Darko conversation and you go, uh-oh. And this ties to your point about drafting and why they didn't continue to fulfill the promise and the runway of supposedly great teams that they were going to have for so long. I think the issue with Joe is going to be he's got to prove again that he can find guys that are younger and have them grow together. And, you know, it didn't work in Detroit, and that team was a mess, and they went through a bunch of different rebuilds, and you think, you know, as enough time passed that people start to think they remember the good times and they remember what did happen. But if that's what ownership wants to roll the dice on, more power to them, because so often, guys, as we know, it seems like the league wants to go younger and go with people who have a background of maybe more analytics and different areas of the game now. To go all the way back with Joe D, it's a roll of the dice, but it's not the first time we've used that description as it pertains to the Pelicans.
The other part of it is all indications also point to Willie Green having another year with the Pelicans. Your thoughts on bringing Willie back last year? Just a disaster from an injury standpoint. And he made it known after a couple of games, man, he kind of called them out for being soft, a soft team. And so your thoughts on Willie Green most likely having another season in New Orleans?
I've got to admit that that is a surprise, because when you bring somebody new in, whomever it may be, usually they want their own people in there. And the fact that that didn't happen, you kind of go, you know, we'll see. I mean, there are a lot of different options here on the table, certainly for Dumars as he comes into to power. But you and I talked about this months ago, and I remember all three of us were kind of like, yeah,
yep.
You know, Willie's well-liked and has the respect of the room, but then he started to call guys out, and you're going, this isn't going to end well. And so the idea that even after making the change that you're going to stay with some of that old guard that had been there, it's a little bit of a surprise. But you know, I feel bad for Willie in this sense, because we know what will happen. If they lose it all early on, he is gone. Yep. And then, you know, here we go again. But it's a surprise to me, only because usually when you have the fresh start, you start everything fresh. You don't have some relics of a different era.
I'll throw this in there too, Nick. The types of coaches that are on the market right now. I mean, I don't think we've talked to you since the Taylor Jenkins situation with Memphis, and then more recently Mike Malone getting fired from Denver. Mike has brought this up multiple times on the show, that a bunch of former championship-winning coaches have been fired from their teams that they won a championship with. It doesn't make much sense. It's been a crazy, you know, couple years in the NBA with coaching. And with Willie Green, there was steady improvement this past year. I can understand potentially giving him another year because of all the injuries that the Pelicans went through. But you see some of these names out on the market, and maybe it gives you a little bit of pause in bringing Willie back.
Charlie, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I know the guy, if I'm running a team, having figured out and seen what's happened, not only in the last few years, but the proven track record that he does have. If I'm a new GM or exec in a new place, I am picking up the phone and I'm hiring Michael Malone, period. That's who I would hire, because this guy consistently has gotten the most out of younger teams. In Denver, he helped Jokic get to a whole different place, and that team won a title. And I cannot believe, you know, the Denver situation, on top of, you just mentioned Taylor Jenkins. I mean, the league is just going crazy with all these hirings and firings and getting guys in and out of there. So I would only caution the Pelicans as they go through this shift. And again, Mike, as you mentioned, we'll see what happens with Willie and that staff and what goes on moving forward. It all goes back to Zion, though. You can hire anybody you want to run the team. You can hire anybody you want to coach the team. Until you move on from Zion, to me, you're not doing anything. You can sit there and hope and wish upon a star that, oh, things will turn around and he's going to stay in better shape this time. If it's me, I'm sitting there saying the first thing I'm going to do is trade Zion. This is not the guy we want to build around. We need a completely fresh start. Off we go.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai from the comfort of your home at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Charlie?
Nick, you are preaching to the choir. And I know that you've said this on this station before, that until the Pelicans move on from Zion, they're stuck in neutral, right? And with the Zion situation, we had heard differing reports with Dumars coming in that the ownership was going to potentially mandate Dumars to find a trade for Zion and move on from him. They're done with all the drama. They're done with the injuries. I know Bobby Marks from ESPN put this out there, that in his first six seasons, four of those six seasons, he hasn't broken 30 games played. And that's just, like, with David Griffin, not every move that he made was bad. He made some good decisions when he was here as the lead executive in New Orleans, but other people that we've talked to as well brought up the point that he just got the wrong number one pick. You know, like, you see Anthony Edwards and Paolo Banchero, and like most recently Cade Cunningham with the Pistons, all these guys that are really kind of bringing back hope to all these franchises. Zion Williamson's 6 years in New Orleans have been a lot of drama, a lot of injuries, and it's a huge reason why Griff ended up getting fired.
I think that is
the reason.
Very well said. And Charlie, yeah, what I would say to any poor Pelicans fan out there that is hoping that this is a sign that things are going to change, you know, all the cliches that are spit out when these kind of moves happen. Great. Show me. Have actions back up what the problems are. And to me, it has to start with Zion. I mean, he just was not the guy that everybody thought he was going to be. I don't see how that changes now. And if you're New Orleans, why would you run the risk of, well, maybe this time he can turn around? How many years are we going to see this? How many years is the team and the city going to be held to a point where you go, well, maybe now's the time. Do what needs to be done. Start over and start building the team the way you are trusting Joe Dumars. Do it. I just don't see how you can walk into next season saying, oh, everything's good, with Zion still on the roster and the uncertainty that he brings.
Nick, I don't think I've asked you this in all the times we've had you on, but looking at the NBA draft, do you consider Cooper Flagg that gold chip prospect?
Yes.
Okay.
And Mike, here's why. When you talk to people around the league and you talk to people who have worked with him for years, and that 1 year at Duke, they'll tell you flatly, there aren't too many guys that you would want instead of Cooper Flagg right now to build around. The fact that he is where he is age-wise, he has the talent that he has, you know his game is going to get much better with better coaching and even more time in the gym? Yes, absolutely, 100%. If I had the chance to draft him, I would take that guy. And I don't think the list is very long in terms of the trades that you would make where you wouldn't want him on the team. I think he is that special of a talent.
Nick, when you look at how the playoffs are going to break down out in the West, and I've heard a lot of people, and we've had even someone here say, you know, OKC too young. They're a year away. My thing is, what? You got to be kidding me. Do you see anybody that can catch them in the West?
Mike, I wouldn't bet on anybody else. I think with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the MVP season that he's had and the young talent that plays defense every night, I think they're just probably a little bit of a cut above. The one team that I am fascinated by as we start this whole progression here is Golden State. And I say that not only because, hey, you get Jimmy and Steph together. We know the record they've had the last few months. Guys, those dudes out there on the West Coast understand they don't have too many more shots at this thing. I mean, this is Steph and Jimmy and Draymond's last best chance. I think their last real chance will be next year. So I think they've got a window now of about a year and a half where they can give it everything they have. Maybe they make a move this summer heading into next year. But, Mike, they know they can win. They know they have championship-level talent. Is OKC still probably a little bit better? Yeah. But if you were saying, all right, I had to throw my money on somebody else that might give me a chance, it would be the Warriors for me above the Lakers or the Nuggets or anyone else.
And it's really interesting because with this play-in tournament that they have, and the Western play-in tournament is obviously more intriguing than the East. You saw what happened the last couple nights. But with the Warriors getting the 7 seed, going to play Houston in the first round, the 2 seed, that came out of nowhere, right? And it's a really fun storyline. I've said to Steve before that as far as my favorite first-round series go, that's probably the number one for me just because you have the old guard of Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and obviously Draymond Green versus this young gun Houston Rockets team led by Ime Udoka that maybe is a little bit ahead of schedule. That matchup is super, super intriguing in the first round. But also another one that I'm looking at, maybe the snake in the grass team in the Western Conference that I think is starting to pick up a little bit more hype is the Clippers at the 5 seed. I know that maybe they don't match up super well with OKC in the second round, but with Denver, I mean, listen, you fire Mike Malone a week before the start of the postseason, you're not really expecting, even with a historic season from Nikola Jokic, you're not expecting them to go anywhere. So the Clippers are one of those teams that I'm keeping an eye on too.
I'm with you, Charlie, but the Clippers worry me on top of Kawhi, obviously, and health-wise, can he stay on track? What would worry me is the Clippers kind of flying under the radar. Not a lot of people care about the team, certainly in L.A., but who do they have on that roster? It's James Harden. And how many times in the playoffs have we seen James Harden just completely disappear when whatever team he was on really needed him? The consistency that needs to be there for the Clippers not only to get through the first round and beyond, assuming, as you said, that OKC series were to happen, I just don't believe in the core of that group enough to think they can actually do it, which is why, again, am I betting on the Warriors to make it happen this year? No. I think they still have some serious flaws on that roster. I really don't believe in the Clippers because of Kawhi's health and Harden's inconsistency in the biggest games.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us. I said this about the Saints season when it was over with, and I'll say it about the Pelicans. The offseason will be a lot better to cover than the in season.
25 days away from the draft lottery, guys, and that's going to be absolutely monumental for this franchise.
Yeah, got a lot of things happening, Nick.
Guys, it's always great to be with you, and I can't thank you enough. And, Mike, hope is a strong, strong thing when you are in New Orleans and in the NBA with a team that, yeah, need some help.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.